Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Dr. Glenn Tonser has a fresh look at beef demand and M-Cool. Back on that in just a moment.
Hi, this is Brant Vauder, Acting Secretary of the School Land Commission. Are you looking for land for farming, grazing, hunting, fishing, or camping? Each October, state school land is leased for agricultural, farming, and grazing, as well as for outdoor sport and recreational use. More than 500 tracts in 32 counties will be offered for lease. On Monday, October 14th at 2 p.m., we will be in Beaver at the Beaver County Fairgrounds, where 14 tracts in Beaver County will be leased. For more details, log on to our website at www.clo.ok.gov and follow the prompts for 2019 annual lease auction information or call 1-888-35-LANDS for all auction locations and times. School land leases are a great opportunity for hunting, fishing, grazing, or farming, and the money benefits Oklahoma schools and colleges.
Lots of conversation these days about trying to bring mandatory country of origin labeling back. Some cattle producers and some populist cattle groups are very much in that camp. They point to the time that when we had cool, we had better cattle prices. Dr. Glenn Tonser, Extension Livestock Market Economist out of K-State, did studies at the time cool was in place that showed there was no benefit to cool back to cattle producers.
The stated intent was consumers' desire to know the country of origin for those products and where the animal resided before it became a meat product, and that became law. And with that comes cost of compliance, which goes into a benefit cost assessment. And also with that comes attempts to quantify the benefit. So what was the demand impact of that law? And then ultimately, was there a positive benefit cost ratio is what we look for in those policy assessments. Punchline of what not just the work I did, but other analyses on it was very unlikely that it was a positive benefit cost, primarily because we know there were costs. There's debates and different estimates on the cost, but they're not zero. It costs money to track and segregate live animals and meat products and to put labels on and so forth. So it is not free. The proverbial no free lunch in economics applies here full-heartedly. And there's, in my assessment, no estimate that is showing a demand benefit. So in other words, there's no evidence of a positive demand development following implementation of the law. So if you don't have evidence of a benefit and you have evidence of a cost, that's not a desirable benefit-cost ratio.
And Dr. Tonser says bottom line of the work that was done while cool was in effect was really pretty obvious if you take a look at the facts.
Was demand stronger during the M-Cool period? And the answer is no, it was not. So the estimates in this fact sheet are actually even controlling for those factors is beef demand as well as pork demand were lower during the period that M-Cool was in place. So M-Cool in itself did not increase demand. And by the way, that is very consistent with how I kind of set the stage in our discussion of what past research has found. Mm-hmm.
Dr. Tonser says since Congress repealed cool back in December 2015, we've had enough time pass that we can make a post-assessment.
So we observed demand pre, during, and after, and that's what I try to summarize in this fact sheet.
Dr. Tonser says that when you look at demand, and he's checked it on a monthly basis for years, he says that when you look at the time that cool was actually in place, beef demand declined. Since it's been repealed, beef demand has actually gone up.
Beef demand and pork demand can be better after M-Cool and have nothing to do with M-Cool being repealed. So, for example, if the population mix has changed or if just the view on a high-protein diet is present today and it wasn't during that period and so forth, that will be the reason you see a change in demand. But I'm not sitting here saying I think the repeal improved demand in itself. The clear point is when we had M-Cool in place, we do not have evidence the demand was stronger.
Dr. Tonser says that when it comes to the beef carcass, you need to realize that you're talking about dozens, if not hundreds, of different products broken down from that carcass. And he says that there are some consumers that would like to know, for example, where their steak comes from. The overall consumer picture simply shows no increase in demand on the country of origin labeling. He does add that those consumers that are interested in that information offer opportunity.
There's a big difference between mandatory provision of origin information and voluntary. There's nothing keeping the industry from having private efforts. And, you know, pre-M-Cool, there was a lot of that. During M-Cool, there's some of it. And post-M-Cool, there's some of it where you can document and kind of tell the story of how the meat was produced. There's nothing stopping that. And I highlight that because there probably are some, sometimes we use the term niche market, but just call them private market opportunities to convey that information to this segment of consumers who are buying the segment of meat products where it's valued. There's nothing in the voluntary space that keeps us from doing that if it is a net benefit of doing it. Mandatory says we had to track all the products, label them all, and incur all the cost of it, and we have some kind of aggregate demand benefit across all those products, which I think it makes it a lot harder to have a positive benefit cost outcome when that's the case.
Dr. Tondra's latest thoughts on before, during, and after mandatory country of origin labeling up at agmanager.info. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, October 10th from Fort Worth on Dish Network, Satellite 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com starting 8 a.m. Central Time, 22,500 head, including 5,100 yearling steers, 3,000 yearling heifers, 9,000 wean calves, and 5,000 calves on cows. If you like no estimated time of loss sale or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.